peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text, Matthew 21, verse 9. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the name of our Advent King, your Christian friends, this is the time of year for a song. There is everything from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to the majestic songs of Handel's Messiah. Christmas carols accompany the sale of merchandise and are promised for church and symphony hall alike. People like to sing, or at least like to listen to a song. At this time of year, more so perhaps than at many another time of the year, for this is a season of joy. Song is not restricted to just times of joy, however, but when the heart is happy, song comes so easily. So it was, when our Lord entered the city of Jerusalem, on that day that we have come to know as Palm Sunday. The people were excited about his coming. They were thrilled that he was entering their city, and they burst forth into the song of our church, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. The account of our Lord's entry into the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday was a song. It was an account which was regularly appointed until recent years as the gospel for the first Sunday in Advent. The selection was a most appropriate selection, for even as the people received Jesus when he came into the city of Jerusalem and received him with acclaim, so also we, as we are ready to celebrate his coming to us in the flesh, are also calling him Lord and God, the promised King. For that reason, the song of the people in the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday is also an Advent song for us as we prepare to celebrate our Lord's coming in the flesh. This is an Advent song, a song of coming, a welcome song to the Savior. And this Advent song declares that the promised one indeed has come. And because the promised one has come, joy is the order of the day. Promise. And the promise that one was to come and did come was a key concept in Old Testament theology. Adam, Abraham, Moses, kings, prophets, priests, all held to the promise that there was one to come. He would be a ruler, mighty, but kind, strong, but just, and his kingdom would be an eternal kingdom, replete with bliss and joy. He would bring deliverance, peace, and hope. That was the promised one for whom the people were waiting. And in our text, when the throngs in Jerusalem shouted, Blessed is he who comes, they are referring with that expression to the promised one who was to come indeed. He is now here, and they are ready to acclaim him as the one whom God has sent. Jim Rider later captured the fact as well when he wrote that the Father's most desired, that the prophets have inspired, that they long for many a year, stands fulfilled in glory here. Blessed is he who comes. And from where was he to come? Where the Old Testament said his name would be the mighty God, the everlasting Father. His going forth would be from of old, from everlasting. His origin would be dwells in none other than with God himself, for he was God. And then the pilgrims in Jerusalem said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They were claiming that the promised one there had demonstrated that he indeed was God himself. He heard them, yea, in the eternal abode of heaven, is the eternal God, if he was. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They rested upon this one coming in the name of the Lord, all the authority of God, and he was there to carry out and to execute all of God's will for the salvation of mankind. The promised one was there, and he was God in the flesh. In the flesh. But there's just another dimension of the promised one, where he was hailed as the son of David. Yes, he was born in Bethlehem. He assumed human flesh and blood. The Son of God came down to earth and became man. And so when the pilgrims shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David, they recognized too that here was one who had come from that great human line upon this earth. Son of David was enough to express both the divinity and the humanity of this one, the promised one, who has come. When promises are kept and hopes are fulfilled, joy is the order of the day. And that joy is certainly present as the people acclaimed Jesus when he entered the city of Jerusalem. Coming from a nearby village, our Lord was accompanied by those who were following after him. And in Jerusalem they heard of the one coming, and they went out to meet him, and palm branches carpeted his way. Joy was the order of the day. And this was not the behavior merely of an ignorant mob. They knew why they could acclaim him and rejoice in him as the promised one. All four gospel writers tell us about our Lord's entry into the city of Jerusalem, but John connected particularly with one of the great signs which Jesus had done. He had raised Lazarus from the dead. And the pilgrims in Jerusalem knew of this victory over death, and so they could acclaim him as the deliverer indeed. If Hosanna is to be interpreted as a song of praise, then the word Hosanna was the praise word used. And if Hosanna is to be interpreted as a prayer to God that he would save, then indeed the prayer of these people was that the Lord would teach it, that all the victory would be given to this promised one. But in either case, regardless of how one would interpret the word Hosanna, joy was the order of the day, for the promised one was here. Our Advent songs have joy underlying them too. Our Advent songs have the same spirit as our text. We sing them because we have the same need which the people had in days of old. We have been engulfed by sin. We have been enslaved, and death is an ugly specter with us too. We need deliverance, and who will bring us deliverance? None other than the promised one of God, Son of God, and Son of Man. Satan attacks us daily, and who can turn back in? Again, none other than the promised one, who we acclaim with our Advent song. This is the time to sing. We are looking forward to celebrating again the coming to the flesh, the one promised to death. This is the time of singing, to express joy. Not a superficial kind of joy, but a joy which understands fully why God had to become man so that he might be delivered from sin. Why God had to become man, that he might suffer, die, and rise again, that we might receive forgiveness of sins and the adoption of sons. And our Advent hymns are full of that kind of theology, some of the greatest hymns which have ever been written. the energy which is contained in her. You do well. You can have no thought. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds. Keep faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.